This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Just a quick glimpse behind the scenes here as Rob Center takes fabulous good care of us, but I'm never sure if I can handle two incoming lines satisfactorily. So I get that little butterfly before I hit the button. He gives me a thumbs up, so we're good to go. Greetings and welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center is our fabulous producer. He'll make sure the podcast is ready to go shortly after our interview with Adrian Male, as president and CEO of the United Way of Columbia in Montour County, and now president and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, which includes Columbia and Montour counties. Good morning, Adrian. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Very much appreciated. And as of now, Danielle Velkoff is a marketing strategist and director of marketing and communications with the United Way of Columbia and Montour County. Do I have the title right for now, and what will it be at this time next month? Danielle, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I'm actually director of marketing and communications now.
All right. For that. And is it going to be the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way is going to be the merged name?
We're actually going to be releasing that name when we officially merge, which is September 1st. Stay tuned.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, let's go back to Adrian and talk about this merger. We want to cover that plus some upcoming events. And so this is all pretty exciting. A lot of folks saying that this really brings maybe a challenge or two to what can happen, but it also brings a tremendous amount of opportunity. So walk us through this idea of the merger of the Columbia-Montour and Snyder Union, Northumberland-Montour, or Snyder Union, Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. Walk us through that merger. Please.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are really excited, and I think many of you know that even before there were merger talks, Columbia Montour and Greater Susquehanna Valley had been working really closely together, because a lot of the issues that are facing one county or another are facing all of our counties. So about a year ago, our boards got together and said, what would a combined organization look like? And so for the past year, really, the executive committees of Greater Susquehanna Valley and Columbia Montour have been working together to see if a merged organization would be best for the region, and we think it will be. So in June, we officially voted to merge, and then September 1st, we will officially come together. Two locations still, the building we own in Sunbury and then in Bloomsburg. But really, we're excited because in the last year, we have seen a real increase in grants that benefit the five counties, and we're just seeing positives.
Well, Danielle, this must present such a challenging messaging opportunity and challenge, because United Ways already have sort of a messaging deficit where they always have to make sure that the public knows how much good that they're doing out there. And this is going to double and redouble the need to send out the message that there are efficiencies associated with this, maybe improved ratios, more opportunities, but a challenge to get that message out.
Well, we really are building on our strengths. Our two organizations have been collaborating and sharing programs such as United in Recovery and our revolving car loan for over 5 years. So this really felt organic for us. And as Adrian mentioned, during our hybrid year as a combined organization, we've already seen an increase in grant funding due to our expanded footprint. And we really believe that both organizations will benefit from these combined efforts and staff expertise, but also utilizing our local knowledge and giving history and then just applying our best practices. So we really believe this merger is going to allow us to drive greater impact, create better understanding, and develop stronger relationships, and quite frankly, offer easier engagement with the United Way throughout the region.
But you got to get that message out. Yeah, absolutely. Adrian, what sort of economies of scale? You follow the numbers that would be associated with this. Folks watch the ratios of donated dollars versus services provided versus expenses within an agency. Economy of scale, walk us through some of those numbers.
Well, I think that you already mentioned we are excited about some of the savings we're going to see when we come together. But actually, probably one of the biggest things that we're most excited about is this merger is going to allow us to move Seth Joseph into a full-time director of philanthropy role. So really what we're thinking is that, you know, we're certainly hoping and optimistic that this year's campaign is going to be our biggest and best ever, you know, bring in even more dollars. Those dollars, of course, first and foremost, will go out to our partner agencies. But we think we're going to really be able to drive that through a full-time director of philanthropy, which is something we've never had before. So we're going to have full-time someone who's going to be able to go out there and really make sure that we're pushing that campaign, which is really at the heart of what we do. So we think on the back end, there's definitely going to be some savings. There's all of that stuff that's, you know, kind of the least fun to talk about. But all of the software that right now we have two of, that we now eventually are going to be able to move, you know, after this merger to one of. There's going to be some savings. There's going to be new energy in our campaign. And two, when we come together, it's going to allow other staff to be really specialized. So we think that, and actually also my role in particular, where on the Columbia Montour side, I've been the one to do the campaigning and the back end books and all of that. I'll be able to be out in the community more and more. So, you know, we really think this is going to get everybody where they need to be so that the community can see, you know, the most benefit, which is, of course, why we're doing this.
What about the ratio of donated dollars to expenses or budget that's expenses versus services? What is it now? Well, what was it before the hybrid? What is it with the hybrid? And what is that ratio with the new model?
Sure. Well, the best practice in nonprofit is definitely always to be under 20%. So that's really what we always strive for. Now, over COVID, that's been a little bit difficult, I'll definitely say, because we have really seen, you know, and we understand from some of our major employers a decrease. You know, everyone's struggling right now. But we, especially in this year, are really going to try to be striving for that, you know, back end 20 to 25%, and then as much as possible out into the community. We are also, and I think you kind of have already mentioned this, but we're in a really kind of unusual situation at United Way where we're putting money into the community and our partner agencies. But we also have these great programs and projects, mostly grant-funded, but take a lot of staff on the, you know, on the administration end to make sure that all of these grants are being administered properly, of course, so that we can continue to get them. So, you know, keeping our overhead low is a real goal at United Way, and we are going to continue and think that we can do that even better when we're merged.
260,000 people in the new catchment area, five county coverage, 58 agencies. You've talked about that. How many staff members will be needed for that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So core staff members, and by that I mean paid by United Way, are about 8. But grant funded, it gets us closer to 16. And we actually have got a number of people that we need to be hiring because we've got some new grants in the works. So so it's a big staff. It takes a lot of people to do the work behind the scenes of, you know, between substance use and our mental health work, you know, our revolving car loan, our, you know, the list goes on, but it takes our whole education department, which we don't talk about enough, but is really fantastic and growing. It's a lot of people.
All right, Danielle, talk about things that are coming up, things that we can mark on the calendar or keep in mind that are happening with the merged agency.
Yes, we've got a exciting merger celebration and campaign kickoff coming this fall, so September 15th, save the date for that, as well as our Day of Giving, which is coming in October. And of course, we'll be doing our Day of Action, which is where we get local community members involved and volunteer projects throughout the region, and that will be 5 county. We've each respectively run our own Day of Actions within our region, and that will continue. So we're really excited about the Day of Action, which will take place in the spring in April.
All right, and there's a community-wide mental health initiative underway. Tell us about that in an upcoming roundtable.
Yeah, absolutely. So on Friday, we're really excited. I think many people know that Greater Susquehanna Valley and many partners put out a beautiful mental health report in 2019. over the pandemic, we've worked hard, especially on youth mental health as a region, and definitely getting the word out about the barriers. But we really want to get back to that report. We've taken a look to see what's been accomplished, what work still needs to do. We want to bring all of the partners, anyone that's interested in working on mental health in our region together. It's going to be Friday starting at 8:30 a.m. If anyone's interested in more information, they can call the United Way office to get that. But we are going to be coming together to, you know, just do a recap through the pandemic. What's going really well? We love to start with that. We know there are a lot of barriers. What are they? Who is doing the work? So we want to compile all of that so that we can set, you know, for United Way, but also we very much hope with our partners, some new initiatives that we can be working on and hopefully get our eye on some grants to bring in some new, you know, new energy around the topic.
Is this an actual in-person event that you're holding?
It is an in-person event. You know, I think we all know that we want to be safe and, you know, do the virtual thing, but this is hard work, and I think we all need to be together. There is a Zoom option. It'll be a little bit hard on hybrid, but, you know, this will be an in-person, mostly, event.
All right, fantastic. All right, that's this week. So gsvuw.org, the place to go. All right, well, you have a few moments left. I'll let start out with Danielle. Some additional remarks that talk about the merged Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way and United Way of Columbia and Montour County. Danielle?
Yes, we're just thrilled that it was a unanimous decision by both boards to move forward, and we're just excited for that greater efficiency, greater performance, and, of course, greater impact.
All right, fantastic. All right, Adrian, an additional remark, please.
Yeah, I think I really loved what you said about how hard it is to get the word out about United Way. We cover a lot of different topics. We're really interested always in, you know, health, education, and that financial stability piece. So we really encourage people to check out our website, see everything that we've got going on, and also to keep an eye on us, because we've got just a number of exciting new things happening, you know, from makerspace again to a new youth mental health position to many more positions in our United in Recovery team. You know, so we really encourage you to, you know, take that next deep dive into what we're doing and how we're doing it, and also to get involved, because we cannot do it without our community members. The whole idea is it's, you know, community movement, excitement, and helping to solve our own problems. So check us out and get involved.
All right. Well, fantastic. Thank you both so much for all you're doing and for the information and the helpful overview of the merger, plus the upcoming activities. We'll pay attention to the kickoff when the time comes. Maybe we'll get a quick update from one or both of you prior to then. And then as Day of Action approaches, we'll talk about that and many other initiatives, we hope. Thank you both. You have an open mic here anytime. Thank you all so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
That is Adrian Mayo, who is president and CEO of the United Way of Columbia and Montour County and president and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, an emerged agency, which she will be the president and CEO of starting September 1st. Danielle Velkoff, a marketing strategist and director of marketing and communications for the United Way of Columbia and Montour, and she'll also be director of marketing and communication for the merged agency as well. More information, gsvuw.org.